very difficult to imagine anything good coming from the loss of a teenage son. And yet, God used that very tragedy in Marian Alvarado's life to give birth to Timothy's Ministry, an outreach that's blessed thousands of homeless people. Julie Royce has more.
Every other Sunday morning, dozens of homeless in downtown Chicago board a bus and head to the Orchard Evangelical Free Church in suburban Arlington Heights. There they attend the service and then gather for a buffet lunch, and each time someone brings a birthday cake, and all those with recent birthdays stand and are recognized. Birthdays are a big deal to those involved with Timothy's Ministry. That's because the ministry grew out of a grieving mother's desire to honor the birthday of her son who had recently died. Marian Alvarado explains.
I found myself on my knees the day before my son Tim's birthday, just crying out to God on my kitchen floor, saying, "Lord, please help me. How am I supposed to get up tomorrow morning?" And then in that prayer I said, "If only I could have baked him a cake, what I would have given for that." And just said that right to God. And with that, this thought just came to my mind that, well, maybe if I bake a cake for someone else, maybe that will help me. And I immediately thought of a homeless shelter, because Tim reached out to the homeless during high school, and he brought a homeless man home 3 months before he passed away.
At random, Alvarado called the Lakeview Shelter, a not-for-profit homeless shelter on Addison Street in Chicago. When she asked the manager of the shelter if he would take baked goods, he responded that the shelter was desperate for donations. So Alvarado contacted the women in a Bible study she attended, and they donated enough to fill her entire van. Then, when Alvarado visited this shelter, she discovered she felt a deep connection with the homeless men. They spent hours talking and praying, and Alvarado was profoundly affected.
I went home and wrote an email to the ladies in my Bible study, and I said, "I think I'm going to go back in 2 more weeks because something happened today to this hole in my heart." It felt ever since the moment that I was given the news that my son died that I had this hole in my heart that could never fill up. And somehow, on that day, I cannot explain it, but physically it felt like this hole just filled up.
In 2 weeks, Alvarado's Bible study again donated goods, and Alvarado returned to the shelter. This cycle kept repeating itself, and after every visit, Alvarado would email stories of how God had ministered to homeless men. Soon, people began simply dropping off goods at Alvarado's house. Her email list swelled to over 100. Her church sponsored a coat drive. And then, some men at the shelter said they'd like to visit Alvarado's church. When a pastor at the Orchard heard this, he was thrilled and offered to send a bus. On February 20, 2004, Timothy's Ministry officially launched. Alvarado remembers the day vividly.
I went down on a bus, and there were 18 men standing there, one person on crutches. I still remember that one particular person didn't even know who Jesus was. And on that particular Sunday, I still remember the pastor was talking about the prodigal son, and this guy kept saying to me, he was only about 20, he said, "He's talking about me, he's talking about me." And at the end of that day, he actually prayed with one of our volunteers to surrender his life to Jesus.
Since then, Timothy's Ministry has fed, clothed, and shared the gospel with thousands of Chicago's homeless. One of those homeless is Steve, a former Wall Street investment banker whose divorce plunged him into depression, alcohol abuse, and eventually homelessness. Though Steve now has an apartment and job, he credits Timothy's Ministry with helping him through the two toughest years of his life.
First and absolutely foremost, it brought me closer to God, and that really is true. The other thing, everything I'm wearing right now came through this ministry. Every 2 weeks is like Thanksgiving. Thanks to God that it's warm here. Thanks to God that we're hearing the ministry. I'm just grateful for the littlest things.
Rich is a Vietnam vet who started coming to the ministry about 3.5 years ago. He initially came because of physical needs, but the ministry met his spiritual needs as well.
When I first started coming here, you know, I came, you know, because it was cold outside, just for food. And after about 2 months, I don't know, something just changed. And I ran into Miriam in the hallway, and she said something to the effect like, "You found him, didn't you?" And I didn't think nobody could notice the glow on my face, you know. And I said, "Yes, I did." If it wasn't for the ministry, you know, keeping me afloat when I was homeless there, You know, I don't know where it'd be today.
Kevin also has been participating in Timothy's ministry for about 3 years and has had a similar experience.
When I was out there, you know, doing what I was doing in the streets, you know, here and there, I really didn't seem to stop and recognize God. But after I came out here and started coming to church, I kind of got to see that it's something more to life than just hanging out, drinking, and, you know, clubbing and all that.
But the homeless aren't the only people Timothy's ministry blesses. Mary Shostak is an Illinois appellate judge who volunteered once with her daughter and has been hooked ever since.
My daughter and I came, and it was the most amazing experience that I've ever had. Just the camaraderie and the love in this room. I often think that I get more pleasure and more satisfaction out of serving these people than they get from coming here. I mean, they may come here with an empty stomach, but I think after a long week of work, I come sometimes with an empty soul, and he certainly replenishes it.
Gary Rivnek, a former defensive end with the Chicago Bears, also volunteers and leads a Bible study after the luncheon with about a dozen homeless men.
I think it's been one of the greatest blessings in my life is to be able to work with people who are so open and honest and transparent about themselves. It's so refreshing. And then to see how, you know, how the Lord can change a person. You know, every time you hear a testimony about how God changed a person's life, it encourages you.
Perhaps no one appreciates Timothy's ministry more than James Eggleston. Eggleston drives the bus that transports the homeless to the church. As a youth, Eggleston lived with a foster family that was supportive, but never really celebrated his birthday. So when the ministry threw him a party, he was overwhelmed.
They sang happy birthday to me, and I was so shocked and happy. That's one of the first and memorable birthdays I ever had. I really enjoyed it. And my first birthday cake, yes. This is what a community is all about. A community of Christians, all the wonderful people coming together, giving a helping hand.
And so Timothy's ministry continues to minister God's love to the homeless, to volunteers, and to a grieving mom. Though Alvarado says she'd do anything to have her son back, she deeply appreciates God gave her the ministry that bears her son's name.
This ministry that God has allowed me to be part of has just been an absolute continuous outpouring of his comfort in my life, his medicine that he gives me to continue to walk. So I am grateful.
For Primetime America, I'm Julie Royce.